Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Illusionists. The Magic franchise, featuring an international cast that has played in over 17 countries, arrives in London for a seasonal run, and is fronted, at least as far as the publicity material suggests, by Britain's Got Talent contestant Jamie Raven. What is actually the case, though, is that Raven makes no more appearances than anyone else, and stage time is pretty much divided equally between the seven cast members. It's good to see Magic back on the London stage. Derren Brown's new show Miracle opened the following night, just a few hundred yards away. And early this year we had the show Impossible, which followed a similar format to The Illusionists. And while The Illusionists has its moments, it suffers in the same way as Impossible did, by the individual acts not quite coming together as a whole and not deciding quite what it wants to be, the razzmatazz of Vegas or a more street-style show. Consequently, the impressively costumed dancers used liberally between the acts often feel a bit incongruous alongside a performer coming on in jeans and trainers. Despite the title, not all on offer here is illusion. The show includes the jaw-clenching escapology of Andrew Basso and the equally tense crossbow stunts of Ben Blark. The rest, though, is a mix that covers most aspects of the magic art, including the entrancing sleight of hand of close-up maestro Denden, who truly turns it into an art form, and the clever mentalism and mind-reading of Colin McLeod, who has a nice line in patter and gets the evening off to an impressive start with a trick using a woman from the audience and her iPhone. Jamie Raven performs a trick that will be familiar if you watch Britain's Got Talent, but is no less impressive for all that. But a levitation stunt was clumsily executed on the night I went. The Illusionist is decent family entertainment that's fun but a bit uneven. And for older audience members, there's really nothing here you haven't seen before. In fact, one of the brightest moments was when David Williamson, as the self-styled trickster, got four young children on stage and messed around with a small toy. It was pretty much kids' party level, but got big laughs and was genuinely entertaining. The Illusionist continues at the Shaftesbury Theatre until the 3rd of January. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.